Welcome into Jags and the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, John Osier, Jeff Loggeman in with us. What's up?
That's good to be here. Does it mean that the season's getting close?
It does, yeah. Unfortunately.
It does?
Yeah. Bummer. I say unfortunately, but it means the offseason's over.
My fishing's going to take a serious hit.
It might. The clock is ticking for you in the couple of weeks. Let's get right to it, guys. A lot of excitement around the rookies this year. But who would you say, Jeff, is the rookie you're most looking forward to seeing in camp?
Well, besides the obvious one, Miles Jack or Jalen Ramsey. Okay. You know, watching the draft picks on film, which, you know, Johnny and I both burn up the film in depth, I was most excited about Woodard, the young player from Central Arkansas, because watching him at a small level school, this guy was just absolutely graceful and super strong at that level. But you wanted to see if it could transfer. But he tore an Achilles, so it's not going to happen. So for me, the obvious one is Ngakoue. He's a natural pass rusher at the University of Maryland. He had a great skill set, absolutely beat up on the high draft pick of the Tennessee Titans, Conklin, from Michigan State. So I'm looking forward to watching him because I think he's going to give this team what it needs, which is a way to affect the quarterback. And I think he's probably a more polished rusher than last year's first-round draft pick, which many people are expecting big things out of.
I'm looking forward to him, too, because I'm curious to see how quickly a rookie can really come in and make that kind of a difference. I will go with the obvious, Jack and Ramsey, mainly because of this. We didn't see him at all in May or June. So seeing them in training camp is going to be the first time we really get our eyes on the speed difference and the athleticism difference. I expect those guys to make a huge impact. When you're watching this team, the swarm ability, I guess, or that swarming effect that you want great defenses to have, I think they'll have that impact, and I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, because they're both going to be mentioned so much, and in the same breath, we just need to call them Jack Ramsey.
I like that.
Yeah, it's like one person, Jack Ramsey. I'm excited about watching Jack Ramsey. Yeah.
And we created a new word, swarm ability, today, too. Well, let's go to veterans now. There's a lot of veterans this year with a lot to prove in training camp. John, who would be the guy with the most to prove in camp?
Well, I'm going to say Blake Bortles, because it's obvious, and everybody is saying, or I get a lot of questions, is he elite? Well, he's not elite yet, and he's got a long way to go before he's elite. He showed potential last year, but he has to make significant steps to me for this offense to reach the efficiency that they need to. I think he's close. I think he has shown the signs that he can do it, but until he does it and then does it consistently, that's an issue, and it always will be.
Yeah, two important things with him. Number one is cut down on the interceptions. Number two, stay upright. So for me, I'm going with Luke Jokel. You know, there's a big battle going on at left tackle. You bring in competition with Kelvin Beachum. Luke Jokel was the second overall pick of the draft. Yeah, so to me, that to me is going to be, because, you know, when you watch them all offseason, it's the shorts and undershirts drills. You know, you don't get to see the big guys battle. Well, now you get to evaluate the big guys with pads on against an Ngakoue, against Malik Jackson. So now you're going to see what these guys are truly made of. So I am looking forward to watching all of the big guys in training camp, and in particular Luke Jokel.
Well, let's finish with the offseason. As we said earlier, the clock's ticking for the offseason. The training camp starts the last week of July. So personally, guys, what's been the best part of your offseason? I think I know, Jim.
Well, I got a couple here. I got to send a big thank you out to Kevin Kaplan, the Jaguars orthopedic surgeon. He fixed me up. I had to have a rotator cuff and a bicep tendon reattached, and he did a marvelous job.
Did you just bury the lead?
Did I what?
You just buried the lead.
No.
The big news comes next.
I'm saving for the big news. So Kaplan fixed me up to where I could get healthy so that I could propose to Tara Williams, who I'm now engaged to.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Yep, thank
Fantastic.
You very much. Very happy.
That's a pretty good offseason, John.
I had nothing.
Can you top it?
No. Best thing in the offseason for me is we got a couple more weeks to sort of chillax. I'll just be right here. How about that?
All right. That'll be John's pose the next 2 weeks, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.